It's taken the internet by storm. Hundreds of millions of views. Internet launches cats and ducks for Trump meme after Haitian migrants filmed eating pets and local birds in Springfield, Ohio. The globalist plan in the 2006 BAMP Canada World Government North American Union Summit documents that Lou Dobbs and others got, they said we're going to implode the third world, the globalists did, and then flood the West with military-aged men with no jobs, sign them up for welfare, and implode America, Cloward and Piven. And now they brought in 25 million illegal aliens since Biden stole the election almost 4 years ago. We're 56 days out from the election, the huge debate tomorrow night. And you import the third world, you import Haitians with a collapsed civilization forever, and that's what you get, a weighing down of the system, a bankruptcy of the local governments, so the globalists can come in and take over society. That's the Great Reset. They build back better on the ashes of our civilization. You want to be poor. You want to be enslaved. You want to have everything taken from you. You're under fifth generational warfare attacks right now. And we've gone over a lot of these clips, but there's too many to even show. The cats being killed, being butchered in front yards, women on the ground in the dark, gobbling raw flesh of cats. This is beyond barbarian. This is satanic. And that's where we are. But this is key. Springfield, Ohio, car insurance rates have skyrocketed because the illegals, all a bunch of them have cars. They're killing people, wrecking, burning cars, raping, turning things over. And it's all they know. And then the insurance rates explode because you brought in 20-plus thousand Haitians to a town of 58,000, and now everybody's got to pay for the car wrecks. That, again, brings down civilization. Here's the clip.
So fucking mad right now. So I just got off the insurance company. Well, got off the phone with the insurance company and was told that my insurance went up because of the cost of doing business in my area. I have two vehicles, two nice vehicles that I'm... you know, took a loan out on, and both of the drivers, me and my wife, have good driving records. No accidents in over, I mean, she's never had an accident. I had an accident when I was a teenager, so it's probably been over 15, 16 years ago I had an accident. And my insurance has gone up over $100 a month within 6 months. I pay over $420 a month for insurance for full coverage on two cars. They are. They're nice looking cars. So I live in Springfield, Ohio, where the influx of Haitians are, and we have had an enormous amount of car accidents because they don't know how to drive. So now, because of that, my car insurance has gone up significantly. I might as well be taking out another car payment at this point just to cover my cars, but the government makes it so that you have to have car insurance. So I thought, you know, I'm going to shop around and see if I can find a cheaper rate. And all of the other insurance companies have given me the same rate, if not more. So I don't have a choice. So I got to pay for another car payment, basically.
All right, let's stop right there. This is Cloward and Piven, and it hits you at every level. 25 million illegal aliens. Almost none of them are getting jobs. It's a crisis. It's a military operation. Many of them work for China or Islamic groups in the Middle East. This is how you take down America. This is Red Dawn by illegal alien. The Democrats sign them up and take part of their welfare and part of their paycheck when they do get jobs, the 10% or so that do. So now Trump to the rescue to save the ducks and the kittens. And people can have fun with this, but it's, I guess it's good to laugh instead of cry. But I've got one more clip of the police chief and others talking about this. And then I'm going to hit a little bit of final news here on the debate tomorrow night and hand the baton to the great top trends forecaster Gerald Celente. Please stay with us and follow me on X Real Alex Jones and share the links from Infowars.com/show with the live feeds. And I'll see you as well tomorrow night.
Turmeric has been used as a medicine for thousands of years to treat digestive disorders, respiratory problems, arthritis, and depression. It has strong anti-cancer, anti-diabetic, antimicrobial, and antioxidant properties, and is one of the most effective anti-inflammatory medications available. The powerful body's formula at InfoWarsStore.com includes 95% curcuminoids, Boswellia serrata extract, organic sage leaf, organic lemon balm leaf, organic thyme leaf, and piperine from black pepper. Bodies is arguably the best turmeric formula available. Get it now. Support free speech and support the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com.
You found it. The tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show.
I hear people talking bad about the way we have to live here in this country. Harping on wars we fight and griping about the way things ought to be. And I don't mind them switching sides and standing up for things they believe in. When they're running down my country, man, they're walking on the fighting side of me.
Yeah!
Yeah, walking on the fighting side of me.
Running down.
Running down with life, I'm fighting and fought and died to keep.
If you don't love it.
If you don't love it, leave it. Let this song I'm singing be a warning. You're running down my country, man. You're walking on the fighting side.
The United States is under full replacement migration invasion. Yeah, some squirrely guy.
I read about some squirrely guy who claims he just don't believe.
We don't need to go fight some evil globalist war. We need to fight the information war with truth and justice here in America. To save our republic, and Europe's under the exact same attack. The great Gerald Celente takes over in a matter of minutes, but I wanted to finish up here. Look at this headline. Deranged Pelosi suggests coward Trump will chicken out of the debate against Kamala. Whatever they're doing, they say Trump is doing. But I wanted to finish up with Springfield, Ohio mayor and city manager on Fox talking about Haitian invaders. But they need to call out directly who's doing it. The globalists, the Biden administration, the borders are Kamala, Mayorkas, the 325,000 missing children, many in sex slavery. It's all admitted. These are master criminals, and they've set the precedent to get away with living hell. And they can steal the election coming up in 56 days. Katie, bar the door. Time to deport all the military-age men that are here illegally. That'll shut everybody down. And Trump already shut the border down once, 99% compared to what it is now. Here's the clip.
Into a single device, let alone one small enough to wear on your wrist.
Good morning to you both. Mayor Rue, tell us what's going on in Springfield.
Well, what we've seen is just such a quick increase of our population over the last 5 years. You know, like you said, up to 15.
Here, let's just stop right there. This happens with the computer. Sometimes it plays two clips at once, but I want to get this clip out clean. We'll cut out the screw up. We post this to an archive, to X, and to Bandout Video. Let's start the clip over again. Here it is.
Mayor of Springfield, Ohio, and Brian Heck is the city manager, and they both join me now. Good morning to you both. Mayor Rue, tell us what's going on in Springfield.
Well, what we've seen is just such a quick increase of our population over the last 5 years. You know, like you said, up to 15 to 20,000 immigrants have come across and into our community. This has overwhelmed our safety services and caused great concern for our community.
Brian, you're the city manager. Tell us more and how this influx is impacting the city.
Yeah, certainly. Thank you for having us on this morning. You know, when we see a 25% increase over a three-year period, we're a community. We do not have the capacity to sustain that. And it's taxing our infrastructure. It's taxing public safety. It's taxing our schools. It's taxing health care. And as J.D. Vance spoke on, it's taxing our housing. We had a housing shortage well before this immigration crisis that's impacted our community, and this has just made it 100 times worse. And so it's setting communities like Springfield up to fail, and we do not have the capacity to sustain it. And without additional federal assistance or support, again, communities like Springfield will fail.
Setting us up to fail. The answer is deport them and shut the border, not get more federal funding. That is designed to bankrupt the country. People need to get serious, understand this is premeditated on record. The Democrats have said that and admitted it. The same thing's being done in Europe. People are going to have to cut back the golf and cut back the screwing around and get politically engaged and support people that are fighting like InfoWars. This is a war, people. You're living in a modern war. We'd all rally if troops and tanks came across the border. At least I think we would. But if it comes through illegal aliens and bankruptcy and collapsing society and poison shots, people don't, because it's a new type of warfare. It's insane. It's not 15,000. It's over 20 now. So I'm going to hand the baton to Gerald Celente. But speaking of this, we've barely survived the last few years, and we keep living and hanging on by our fingernails. You're like, oh, he'll always be there. Not if you don't support us. And I'm not bitching at you. I'm simply saying we've got great products you need, and we're kicking ass and bringing you the best guest hosts and the best researchers and the best journalists and the best reports. And we're reaching conservatively with the main show 20 million people a day, with the clips tens of millions, 30, 40 million a day. We're kicking ass thanks to you sharing the articles and videos. That's great. I ask for your prayer, ask for your word of mouth, ask for you to share the links, keep doing it. And I thank those that have supported and gotten great products, 5-star reviews. But I need you to go, hey, I've heard Dr. Judy Mikovits, all these people say this nitric boost is so good for your cardiovascular, your brain, your heart, with all these natural compounds, all the stuff going on in the environment. I need this. You need to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get nitric boost. You need to get our 1,000-milligram vitamin C, the Linus Pauling formula with the, that's what we won a Nobel Prize for it, rose hips, zinc, so good for your whole body. You need to get Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, the strongest turmeric out there for inflammation and your immune system and anti-cancer. It's all there at InfoWarsStore.com, the CBD gummies and the 1,000-milligram tincture. That's the strongest stuff out there, and it's way lower than anybody else that sells it. It's incredible. InfoWars MD, CBD, gummies, and tincture. It's all there at InfoWarsStore.com. The books, the films, the T-shirts, the great water filtration, highest rated, way lower than anybody else sells it. Maybe I should put a big markup on it. I wouldn't have a money problem, but I just give you a great deal. I'll make like 30% on these. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And one of the best things you can do to fight the globalists is to support us. So just see it as a donation and get great stuff in the mail. I know the economy's tough, but we're asking for your support now. We'll know in the next month or two whether InfoWars is going to survive. If it does, we're going to ramp back up, hire more crew, and just because the election comes and Trump wins, the real fight starts then. Regardless, I'll still be back on air, unless they pull the internet kill switch, but also support our outside sponsor to help do that in the future that I don't own, but it's my dad's. He's going to sponsor whatever we set up right after this if they shut us down. DrJonesNaturals.com with all the great supplements and products and nano silver and just incredible stuff not available at InfoWarsStore.com is available at DrJonesNaturals.com. So mark it down. Make the decision. You going to support us or not? Going to get great products or not? I want to thank those that have, but I want to say we're reaching 30, 40 million people a day. And I mean, I know the economy shot because back in the day, we had a lot less audience when they were successfully censoring us. We're almost back to our height of 2016-17, maybe even bigger. And money's not there. And I get it, folks. Things are screwed. But you got to decide, why are you giving money to that church that doesn't fight the New World Order? Doesn't speak out? I'm just saying, why not? This show does more to fight the globalists and abortion and the transgender cult and all of it than 99% of the churches. But think about not giving that church. Tell them, I'm not giving you money until you tell the truth. Support us and get products in the mail. Make the decision. InfoWarsStore.com or DrJonesNaturals.com. We're a huge platform. We're all these other great hosts and people that totally kick ass. So Jack Posobiec was just saying on the stage the other day that you got to start here. And Candace Owens, I mean, just you name it. This is an incubator. This isn't about me. It's about all of us together. But I need support. The enemy sees this as a major symbol they want to take down. I can't do it without you. I'm asking for aid and comfort in this war. This is bigger than 1776, and I am totally committed. I will never give up. I will never sell out. I will never back down. But we could run out of gas. So I'm firing the bat signal. I'm in your hands. You're in my hands. InfoWarsStore.com, DrJonesNaturals.com. Take action now. And I want to thank all of you that have supported. And I want to ask those that haven't, what are you thinking? God bless you. The great top trends forecaster, Gerald Celente, takes over now.
Thank you, Alex. And everybody listen to what Alex is saying, because they're, you know, censorship is the American way. Oh, they call it misinformation. I forgot. If you don't swallow the crap spewing out of the mouths of the little prostitute boys and girls, then you believe in misinformation. If you don't swallow the crap spewing out of the mouth of some moronic little piece of crap politician, You believe in misinformation. So listen, you got to do everything you can to support InfoWars, because they're doing everything they can to support you. And so put your money where your mind is. And it's the same thing, you know, here. Why go to InfoWars or subscribe to the Trends Journal when you could go to the Drudge Report? This is the major story on the Drudge Report. You ready for this? Princess Kate ends chemo. Palace releases new video. Recovery incredibly tough. Quote, life can change in an instant. Photos, healing in nature. Oh, the princess has cancer. Your brother, your sister, your friends have cancer? Who gives a damn? They're nothing more than plantation workers of Slavelandia. This is the news. You don't need to know what's going on in the world. You don't need to know how they're robbing and stealing every penny from us in the name of tax dollars. So these little pieces of political crap could keep sucking off the public tit and giving their money to the clowns that give them money to get elected. This isn't news. Oh, no, don't go to Drudge. Go to the Cartoon News Network. Oh, no, that's CNN. Or they're bringing back that little clown boy, that little arrogant jerk. I forgot his name, but who wants to remember? Here. Top story. Top story on the Cartoon News Network. You ready for this? The latest Apple Watch is the thinnest yet. Yeah. So too is the pecker of the clowns that are running the show. The thinnest yet. Oh, here's the second story. Catherine, Princess of Wales, says she has completed chemotherapy cancer treatment. Oh, and those poor people that died on the luxury yacht in off of the coast of Sicily, that was only in the news for over a week. You get it? You got to support InfoWars to keep the truth out there. Do I agree with everything? No, but the thing is like the Trends Journal. Think for yourself. We tell you what we see, where it's going. You do what you want. No ads, by the way, in our magazine. And it's only when you go to JonesTrends.com, $2.50 a week. So Alex was talking about the immigration. The flooding in, all right? Here's my book, Trends 2000, international bestseller. Tracking trends is the understanding of where we are, how we got here, and where we're going. So I'm going to talk about letting all the illegal aliens in. You ready? Remember, this is 1996. Undesirable aliens. And we go on to talk about the flood that started to come in. And you know what escalated it? That little lousy, rotten piece of scum. Just to make it clear who it is, I did this T-shirt back in 1992 when he ran for office. Beware of Slick Willie. Every time that guy got caught with his pants down, it's bombs away over Baghdad. I could keep going. Oh, you like the Yugoslav war? No, the Kosovo war was one. Do we kill anybody anywhere? Yeah, anyway. What happened was the internet revolution. I'm going to give you why they changed immigration. That was in my book, but before I get to that, when I was a kid, I'll never forget, I'm listening to my parents, may they rest in peace. They were trying to get their cousin Constantino to bring him in from Italy. They couldn't do it. It was so hard. The restrictions were so tough. I'm going back to the 1950s when I was a kid. You know what had changed? When that, may he rot in hell, Johnson. Oh, another jerk-off Johnson. I'm Michael Johnson. I guess Johnson means jerk-off because a little clown boy we got as the majority, the House leader, yeah, the Democrats. You know. Anyway, going back to LB jerk-off after they assassinated Kennedy. Kennedy didn't want the Vietnam War. You can listen to his speech at American University in June of 1963. It's all about peace. He ends it by saying, America will never go to war again. June, July, August, September, October, November. 5 months later, Jack, you're dead. L.B. Jerkoff becomes president, gets us into the Vietnam War 8 months later. They're drafting everybody. And I was prime draft meat, by the way, back then. Every day I'd wake up and they're going to get me. And I want to make this 100% clear. I, as a kid, was stupid enough to swallow the crap coming out of the mainstream media, and I supported the Vietnam War, in theory. But I did everything to beat the draft because I didn't want to get my brains blown out. And just to make this clear, Biden got 5 draft deferments, and Trump got a number of them too. Trump came out with, I got a bone spur on my ankle. Yeah, if you knew a doctor who could do the deal, you got out. Going back to L.B. Jerkoff, now they're drafting guys like crazy. That's when they first relaxed the immigration rules to get more guys in the country because they're drafting everybody. That was number one. Number two were the H-1B visas. What you're hearing now that nobody's talking about. Again, tracking trends is the understanding of where we are, how we got here, and where we're going. So going back to Slick Willie, what an arrogant piece of scum. Again, every time he got caught with his pants down, war. Oh, he also brought China into the World Trade Organization. I forgot that one. Oh, how about NAFTA, sending our jobs to Mexico? What do you think that little fat mouth clown gets $300,000? $300,000 an hour from the Goldman Sachs gang to spew out his crap 1 hour when you can hear him BS for free. Gave the internet revolution's going on. Poof. Wages are going way up. We need people that know about this stuff. Again, if you weren't there, you don't know about it. This is in the early 90s. The H-1B visas allowed the Silicon con men to bring in cheap labor from India, China, and everywhere else where there were people that were doing tech. That's what happened. And now it's a very simple story. A very simple story. Once upon a time, when I was a young man, there were grocery stores, hardware stores, stationery stores, drug stores, shoe stores, mom and pop stores. All gone. Boop. Finito. We got Staples. We got Home Depot. We got Lowe's. We got Walgreens. Yep. You got all the big chains own everything. CVS. Go to any of the stores, help wanted. They need cheap labor, capiche? They need cheap labor. The construction, and again, I'm not talking about the nationality of the people, the good or the bad of them, and good and bad comes in everyone. I mean, I got, you know, a lot of Hispanic guys up here where I am up in Kingston. Very hard workers. You don't pay them what you would pay a regular worker. They want the cheap labor. That's why they're bringing them in. You got it? You know, I was so stupid as a young guy, I even voted for Richard Nixon. So life is a learning process. You got to keep learning and grow. And again, InfoWars is doing that by giving you the information that they're putting out there. And we're doing it with the Trends Journal. So going back, there's looking at the markets now and seeing the jobs that are created. You saw the numbers that came out this past week. And very weak numbers. Stocks closed out year's worst week last week. The data was inconclusive. The U.S. added fewer than expected jobs in August. But the unemployment rate edged down. The manufacturing sector is in negative territory. The jobs that are being created are in social services and you know, working for the chains. They want all the cheap labor you can get. Again, when you look at the social services, I had my sister up here, may her soul rest in peace. And that's my sister Grace, who opened up the second Topless Go-Go Lounge in New York City, Grace's Lucky Lounge. And I was a bartender there in 1968. Whew. She got choo-choo eyeballs. She got hair down below her knees. There was a wonderful woman taking care of her, Jamaican. And when she couldn't make it, another one, Jamaican. So they want cheap labor. And of course, I paid them well because they were very kind and loving. But that's why they want all this. That's why the bigs want all the cheap labor in, because we're nothing more than plantation workers of Slavelandia. So they're going to let them come in as much as they want. Now, I'm going to tell you a positive element to this. While it's negative now, again, not everybody's a gangster from Haiti. But again, who the hell wants to live over there? Again, tracking trends is the understanding of where we are, how we got here, where we're going. Look at all of the countries from Europe and the United States that destroyed Haiti over the centuries. I wonder how it got this bad, all right? But nobody talks about that. But here's what's going to happen. You're talking about Springfield in Ohio. You're going to see these Rust Belt towns start building back up, a lot of them, because the migrant crisis is real. It's going to be years before it gets stopped, regardless of who gets in. And there's a ton of them up here already. And they can't afford to live in the bigger cities. So we look at things for not the way we want them, not the way we like them, not the way we want them to be. It's what is. So we look at all the different sides. So this is going to be a positive. Not right away. But these cities were going to crap. Again, the Rust Belt, yeah, thanks to the slime ball politicians that sent our manufacturing overseas. And what none of the candidates are talking about is America becoming a self-sustaining economy. That's right. We have all the human and natural resources we need. The only thing we should be importing is nice rosé from France, some good prosciutto from Italy. Yeah, not these other products. Again, where I am up in Kingston, Gantt shirt factories are up here. So listen, support InfoWars. They're supporting you. When we come back, we're going to talk about the economy, what's going on, what to do, and what's next. So stay tuned. InfoWars. Check them out.
COVID vax causes more heart damage than COVID virus and brain, blood, immune cancer, reproductive study. I mean, there's so many of these studies. What do you make of that?
This finally settled the question, Alex. The COVID vaccine causes myocarditis in young people, not the infection. It's a government false narrative. It's been propagated through the American College of Cardiology and other agencies that the infection causes myocarditis. It doesn't.
Looking at this, then, we see these headlines constantly. When you follow the article, there's no link, there's no proof. It just says COVID's a greater risk of heart problems than the shot, and they just lie.
It's essentially a giant medical lie perpetrated by the American College of Cardiology, the CDC, the NIH. This is a false narrative. No confirmed cases by adjudication or autopsy. Right. No hospitalizations and deaths. But the vaccine, I'm a cardiologist, Alex. I am knee deep in people with vaccine myocarditis causing heart failure. The vaccines do cause heart arrhythmias in some. It's inflammation in the heart, atrial fibrillation, sometimes ventricular arrhythmias.
COVID shots can enlarge and weaken the heart. Another study.
Heart failure can be an outcome of subclinical myocarditis. It's very important for people to realize they may not feel chest pain initially, but then they have the onset of effort intolerance, a pulmonary edema, congestion, and leg swelling. I have cases from Austin, Alex, referred up to my office. It's vaccine myocarditis and heart failure. They need treatment for this. The go-to is McCullough Protocol based spike protein detoxification with supplements available through OnlineHealthNow.com.
OnlineHealthNow.com.
We have ample data now suggesting every cancer is increasing worldwide in virtually every organ system, and it's related to COVID-19 vaccines.
Now, I'm glad, Dr. McCullough, that you brought up how to detox, either whether you got COVID in the wild, which you know is a lot less from the studies, bad as taking the shots, but if you want to detox from it, you're one of the top research doctors out there, one of the, if not the most published. You have actually developed something, come up with something available at OnlineHealthNow.com that you're saying is the go-to here. Spend a few minutes telling us about that anti-spike protein protocol.
It's the base of what we do now in long COVID and vaccine injury syndromes. It's caused because of accumulation of the spike protein from the infection, and in a massive doses from the vaccine, it gets stuck in the human body. We need to assist the body in clearing the spike protein. We have several years of observation, multiple peer-reviewed publications on this, very good support for doing this. It's nattokinase, which is a natural enzyme derived from the fermentation of soy. Japanese discovered it. Bromelain, a family of enzymes derived from the stems of pineapple. And then lastly, curcumin, derived from turmeric and Indian spice. These are all in capsule format. We give them in combination in between meals, and we're using accelerating doses. People are doing this across the world right now, Alex.
So you build up.
And we build up. Now, listen, the initial starting doses were 2,000 units twice a day of natto. We're now going to 4,000 twice a day. We do give them in addition to blood thinners. And we have found sometimes it's the only way to dissolve the blood clots. When people get large vaccine blood clots, the blood thinners just hold it steady. They don't dissolve them. We actually have to give thrombolytic enzymes. That's McCullough Protocol-based spike protein detoxification.
And people can find out all the details of that at OnlineHealthNow.com.
That's the go-to place. The wellness company provides, really the leading quality in the leading formulation. So the spike formulation has not only nattokinase, but five minor ingredients. We combine that with the curcumin and the bromelain for what we think is the ultimate spike detox trio. OnlineHealthNow.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show with Gerald Celente.
The Alex Jones Show. And I love being on InfoWars because of what InfoWars does. You know, they got this article up there about how the business just closed down in San Francisco because of the crime rates, and they blame it on, when the lockdowns with COVID. Yeah, no kidding. The damage that's been caused by the COVID war is incalculable. What no one's talking about, but we're going to talk about it again, is not only the businesses are closing down, all the office vacancy rates. In San Francisco, it's almost 35% vacant. Nobody there. So, of course, the building owners are going to default on their loans. And that's going to bring down the banking system, but nobody's talking about that. But going back to InfoWars and why you need to support them, they have articles like that up there. And again, we write about the analysis and trend forecasts in the Trends Journal. So they're giving you information, and we're also giving you not only information that keeps your mind healthy, but products that keep your body healthy. And they have this great sale going on now with this great product, Bodies, and you need that ease that bot up, and boy, because this is tough times. So Bodies is really needed for now, and it's the perfect answer for whole body support. This stuff was out of stock for a long time. It's back in now. You're getting 25% off, and it's used as a medical herb. It's for thousands of years. It's turmeric, It's one of the most studied ingredients known today. So they pair this with black pepper, Body's is turmeric supplement, and it takes advantage of the power of turmeric with over 95% of its active ingredients. So it's a, it's a 360 win. It helps you with your joint support, mobility support, flexibility support, inflammation support. You're supporting yourself and you're supporting InfoWars. So you better get it now because it's going to go out of stock again because this is a big seller. And you don't want to wait too long. So support your immune system, support InfoWars. Again, this Body's has very, very powerful ancient ingredient turmeric. And again, 25% off InfoWars Life. You go to InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsStore.com. Get your whole body support because your whole body really needs it right now, man. Woof. If I say man, I got to say women too. Amen and hey, women. Woof. So, I was talking about the economy before. EU economy weaker than anticipated. This was from the toilet paper record, the New York, the not the toilet paper, the Wall Street Journal. I can't say the word. Yeah, this is the Wall Street Journal weekend edition that you pay $6 for. Look at that picture. New York fashions in the frame. Mirror, mirror, model shows off creations from the designer brand Earthling VIP at New York Men's Day, an initiative intended to nurture emerging talent. New York Fashion Week. Look at this. Look at this. Look at the way these clowns are dressed, number one. And I'm paying $6. I need data. I need facts of what in the world is going on economically. Go to hell, Salenti. We just brought in some more clowns from the UK. They're running the Wall Street Journal now. Oh, yeah, the UK clowns that are running CNN? Oh, how about the UK clowns that are running Bloomberg? And you might as well put an F, a U, and a C in front of that K. One after another. The mainstream Washington Post. Clowns from the UK. No Americans allowed. Nobody that will protest the crap that the politicians shove down your throat. And you know the way I feel about politicians. You get this T-shirt at Trends Journal. Hey, politicians. Who the F are you to tell me what to do? Hey, politicians, capiche? Hey, Lindsey Graham, come over here. Tell me what to do. Make me try to do it. Oh, yay. Hey, tough boy Cotton. Oh, I was a Marine. I'm better than anybody. I'll tell you what to do. Try to make me do it. Come on. You try to rob me of my freedom as an American. I am an American, born to be free. A Napolitano, born in the Bronx. And by the way, talking about freedom, September 28th, coming up soon, up here in Kingston, New York, on the Four Corners of Freedom, our Peace and Freedom Rally. Scott Ritter is behind this 1,000%. He's doing everything he can to get as many people here as we can to close down the streets and make the news. Judge Napolitano, Max Blumenthal, Anya Parenpole, and others. And we're going to have music and entertainment. We're for peace. We're talking about all the aliens coming in and the country going to crap. Get it in your head. All the money goes to the war machine. Screw you. Oh, I'm going to send another $225 million to Ukraine. Oh, what, a $20 billion deal to Israel to keep their genocide going? As the roads are rotting in front of us, the bridges are falling down, homeless everywhere, aliens come. Screw you, Salenti, no peace. Matter of fact, you see the cover of our Trends Journal. It's coming out tomorrow. Yep. Politicians want war. People want peace. Any politician, like that little clown boy, did he come out of the closet yet, Lindsey Graham, that keeps talking war, 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 that little slob couldn't fight his way out of a paper bag. Anybody, and they don't make a paper bag big enough to put that fat boy into it. Anybody that supports the Israel war, the mass murder going on over there, the Palestinians, they're demolishing the place. Don't you call me an anti-Semite. Mike Blumenthal is going to be here. And you're probably, oh, Jewish, yeah, yeah. Nothing to do with religion. It has a lot to do with religion, but not the religion that if you don't believe in my religion, you don't believe. No, it's not my war. You want to support the Ukraine war? Go over there and fight. Send your money, send your wife, send your kids, your transgenders. Go over there, send your money and fight or shut your mouth. I don't want my money going to these wars. And I put my money where my mouth is. You go to OccupyPeace.com. These cost a lot of money to put on these rallies. Security on and on and on. Speakers. So go to Occupy Peace and try to come here to Kingston, New York on September 28th. I'm going to go back to the economy now. All right. So the August payrolls grew by less than expected. The markets, we just saw, you know, the here's another. This is from the Toilet Paper Record. This is $4 a day. Look at this. Iran emerges as a top fake news threat in the U.S. presidential race. What kind of propaganda crap is this? Look at this. No pictures of the Palestinians being slaughtered, by the way. No, that's not allowed. So, again, September, the S&P fell 4.2% last week. This is very serious what's going on. The markets are being artificially propped up. You got to look at the data, the manufacturing data. They had that gentleman on before talking about the insurance rates going up. It's all over the country they're going up. Housing insurance. People aren't getting housing insurance. They're robbing us blind. The bigs have taken over everything. One of our covers where you want to run for office, the robber barons will give you the money. You got to get money basically from the robber barons. And I'm not making this up. Here, Blackstone to acquire Australian data center operator for $16.1 billion. Blackstone is in $1 billion euro deal for Europe logistic portfolio. Chelsea FC co-owner buys Nata 6. One after another, the bigs keep getting bigger. Charles Bank acquires digital agency Front Row. The bigs own everything. And I got to tell you, whoever gets in office, the bigs are there. I know you're a lot of Trump fans there, but again, I only do the data. Trump's tax breaks that he did in 2017 under the BS that by cutting the corporate tax, they were going to do capital improvements. According to the Tax Policy Center, the 1% got 64% of the tax benefits. And they didn't use the money for capital improvements. 2018 was one of the biggest year stock buybacks. Again, I only call things the way they are. Not the way you want them to be, not the way you like them. So we're looking at now, yeah. Federal agency, Regulatory Agency Commission on Friday approved BlackRock's $12.5 billion deal for global infrastructure partners. All right, get this in your head. The pigs own the world. It's the robber barons. Get ready for off with their heads 2.0. That's what happens, you know. And I want peace. I don't want any of this. But I don't want these pieces of crap owning everything either. Housing affordability concerns reach record high. All right? Oh, that's in the Financial Times. And worker share of worldwide wealth falls further. That's according to the International Labor Organization. There's another article that came out. Mental health jobs will grow three times the rate of all U.S. jobs over the next decade. Mental health jobs? You mean everybody's out of their mind? We didn't have mental health jobs when I was a young guy. I mean, you know, you didn't know. Again, I'm the first of the baby boomers. I'm born 1946. There's 50 kids in my class. Nobody was nuts. Hey, yeah, we were all out of our minds in different ways. So here's what happened. And I'm hated for saying this. It all changed. Again, we're talking about labor, wages, on, and how the bigs have taken over everything. When I was in college, they started telling the women that you're as smart as men. You should be in the workforce. You don't have to raise your children. Put them in nursing homes for children. We'll call them daycare centers. And again, I took my sister Grace out of the best nursing home in Riverdale, New York. Because every time I went to see her, she was like this. Same thing. You're a little kid. You're out of your mind. And you got a bunch of other screaming little kids with one of the low-paid workers, even if they were high-paid workers, wouldn't make any difference. Feeding you and taking care of you rather than your mother giving you love. That wouldn't be me if my mother had given me my love. I remember her reading me golden books. She had what they called in those days change your life children. She was like in her mid-40s. And my brothers and sisters, I was the youngest of five at the time. They said I was sitting on my mother's lap at 8 years old. I love my mom so much. So mothers stopped raising their children. They aren't daycare centers. They're nursing homes for kids. Go back. Look at the photos. Google it up. Woodstock. Woodstock, you know, when they had the big festival. Look at what the people look like. They weren't suffering from blimpitis. They were all in good shape. You know why? The mothers, all right, this is probably, they'll take me, they'll never hear from me again. They used to cook at home as they're taking care of the house and raising their family. Rather than your kid sitting in a nursing home for children being fed garbage crap, ultra-processed, prepared garbage, and mommy's coming home from work exhausted, and she's feeding you processed, pre-prepared food, or picking it up at a fast food, junk food joint. 41%, according to the CDC, of all those hospitalized, COVID, 1 to 17-year-olds, 61%. 61% of 1 to 17-year-olds hospitalized with COVID, according to the CDC, were obese. So again, you got to see what's going on over here. The country's rotting in front of us. And I'm going to tell you one of the other ones. No, either Trump or Biden is saying that close all the military bases overseas. Use the troops to secure the homeland. What do we got? We're in 900 bases as the country's rotting in front of us. Bring home the troops. Secure the homeland. That's Occupy Peace. Put them to work rebuilding our rotted infrastructure. Give them skills. If you want to go to war, you want your money going overseas, let the people vote. Not like a little pecker boy like Mike Johnson or Lindsey Graham or Pelosi. Or Chucky Schumer. So going back to the economy. U.S. job vacancies slid to their lowest level since 2021. Oh, lowest level since 2021. Oh, that was the height of the COVID war when everything's locked down. All right, you know how bad it is? The markets, again, gold prices, when I just took a break over here, gold is selling at $2,507 an ounce. $2,507 an ounce. One of your top trends for 2024, a golden year for gold. Gold's gone up almost $500 an ounce since we made that forecast. This thing is going down big. And again, we're the only ones talking about there's going to be a banking crisis as all these delinquencies start happening on the office buildings, and they're extending the loans artificially so they don't come up and show how bad it is. We don't tell you what to do, but one of the GCs, three Gs, guns, gold, and a getaway plan. So on and on here, the job openings have a downward trend from their 2020 peak as the labor market has showed dropping 13% over the past year. So if labor market's declining, how are people going to afford to buy anything? And again, we write week after week, we're showing one of the old saying is the fish rots from the head down. Luxury sales are way down. They're way down. So if they're falling down at the top, oh, you see all these Dollar Generals. Oh, there was a great dollar shop right here in Kingston. I love the place. Just when it closed up. Closed up a bunch of stores around here. They're all closing up. See, even the people can't afford the dollar stores. As I said, should the economy crash, have a stock market crash, they're going to do everything they can to prop it up. If they have a stock market crash, Trump wins. If they don't, I don't see him winning. But that's just the way I see it because, again, I look at the data, and now the New York Times just came out and said Harris's boom is flattened out. Again, it's going to be the abortion issue. She's going to get most of the women vote. She's going to get the Hispanic vote. A lot of it is going to get the Asian vote and the black vote. That's the way we see it. Again, just going by the numbers. But of course, what the critical issue is, she has to win the swing states. So Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, Arizona, Michigan, those are the key areas. Again, I'm getting all this stuff in the mail every couple of days a week from Trump, to vote for Trump. I'm in New York. New York is not going to go Trump. No way, no how. New York State is a libtard state. Why waste your money doing that? You should be putting your money only into the swing states. It's stupid to do this. There's no way that Trump is going to win New York. It's a libtard country, state. California and New York, the libtarditis it's everywhere. So this is how we're telling you why to subscribe and what we're giving you. This is an article from the Wall Street Journal. A once hot sector falls on hard times. And they're talking about how things are slowing down in the science fields. And they say it's overbuilt up in Boston. At the very bottom down here, in a little tiny spot, they have... In the Boston area, with over 50 million square feet, vacancies have soared to 27.7%. You ready? Compared to less than 6.2% in 2020. You got it? Office building bust. There's going to be an office building crisis, the likes of which we've never seen before. They're going to default on them. And again, you know, we're just giving you a little bit of what we put in the magazine. It's going to be very bad. Here, these are some articles. Chinese EV sales made gains, but they're only lifted by government subsidies. BMW and Toyota partner on hydrogen-powered EVs. Pledging Salesforce Volvo to abandon pledge to go totally electric. What's one of your top trends of 2024? EVs go F you. We've been writing about this for years, that this is hype. It's not reality. But again, the hydrogen is what to look for, and we give you high-tech science trends in the Trends Journal, AI, Technocracy by Joe Duran, on and on and on. And this is how the toilet paper record, the New York Times. Look at this big article here, right? Look at this. Racing the clock to document ISIS genocide of the Yazidis of Iraq. Oh, ISIS genocide? According to this article, they killed some 10,000 Yazidis. Oh, yeah? How about the latest number, 41,000 Palestinians killed? That's not genocide. Oh, and they're throwing them out of where they live? That's not genocide? Oh, and how about, according to the data, 95,000 Palestinians seriously wounded? Oh, and how about the 11,000 that are missing because they're bombed under the rubble to death? But not a word about that, but 10,000 Yazidis, now we're talking. And who knows what a Yazidi is? That's how they're covering up the news. And that's why we're giving you what nobody else is. Yeah. Netanyahu rejects pressure to reach ceasefire deal, reaffirms stance on Philadelphia corridor, meaning they could steal more land over there. And again, attacking the settlements, and then the people fighting back were attacking the settlements because there are terrorists there and militants. Oh, you mean the people that are fighting the invaders, the militants and terrorists. There's your article. Politicians want war. This is a cover of the Trends Journal. People want peace. It's the truth. Can't deny it. We need peace on earth, goodwill to all. That's what God trusts in us. Thanks for tuning in. And please come to Occupy Peace.
At InfoWars MD, you can find the most popular in-demand supplements available and sourced at the highest quality. Nitric oxide, probiotics, joint relief max, nerve renew, prostate support, collagen, superfood greens, turmeric, ashwagandha, CBD, along with Mushroom Max Nootropic, Better Mood Plus, Libido RX, and Good Night Sleep. Improve the quality of your life and support the InfoWar. Go to InfoWarsMD under Health and Wellness at InfoWarsStore.com.
Folks, Nerve Renew is in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and this supplement is amazing for a number of different reasons. First of all, we know that prescription opioids and pain relievers end up making us feel groggy, cloudy of mind, and frankly, addicted after time. But with Nerve Renew, we have key natural ingredients. It's a nerve support formula designed specifically for peripheral neuropathy and nerve pain relief. So if you need help relieving your aches and pains and inflammation, and maybe even some nerve damage that you have from an injury or just working with your hands for years and years, Nerve Renew is the way to go. So by visiting InfoWarsStore.com and getting Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top of the website, not only are you investing in your own health, relieving your own pain in a natural, healthy, and safe way, but you're keeping InfoWars on the air. We know that InfoWars is under attack. Alex Jones is under attack. Freedom of speech is under attack. But you can fight to keep InfoWars on the air. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and get Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.